On this edition of Updates from the Post, Fort Hays State Choir Director Terry Kruhl speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about Friday's concert. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Thursday, October 17th. This is the Post Podcast.
You have a how was that musical? How'd that turn out?
Oh, we had a blast. Drowsy Chaperone was a big hit. Good crowds. Kids performed four consistently good shows. That's sometimes one of them you'll have a flubber here.
Oh.
But they were strong.
Yeah, all right.
It was fun.
We're going to shoot for the moon today. How about that? And tell us a little bit about what's going on at Fort Hays State University.
Our concert tomorrow night features the Fort Hays Singers, the Concert Choir, and Dr. Jeff Jordan's Wind Ensemble, the band. And the title of our concert is As If to See the Moon.
Hmm.
I had an idea this summer when the 50th anniversary of Neil Armstrong setting his foot down on the lunar surface that that might be a good theme. So we got a choir theme that says shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. The FHSU choirs, there is a space for you.
Oh, cool.
That's our yearly theme. So our concert has pieces like The Man in the Moon or Island in Space. That's going to be an exciting number. And to make it more interesting for the audience, we've got videos that go along. So here's a piece called I Cannot Count the Stars. And so I got pictures here on a projection screen.
They can sure see that on the radio. I'm just kidding.
I'm showing you so you can verify that I'm not making this up.
I am seeing. So what's that do? It plays on a big screen behind
them? The kids are going to stand flat on the floor with little stand lights clipped on their folders. So it'll be all dark. And we're doing one piece called The Creation where it's going to be pitch black. And when the men sing, and God said, let there be light, and there was, boom, all the lights are going to flash on.
That's going to be a cool one this time.
Everybody won't be able to see for a few seconds while their eyes adjust.
More interactive.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. And so some interesting pieces. Flight song. So I got, pictures of there's the Saturn V rocket taking off and birds flying and so a few pieces that it's a stretch to fit the theme, but that's always the case.
So what time is this and where?
7:30 Friday night in Beach Schmidt
Performing Arts Center.
That's in Sheridan Hall. That's where we give our concerts. And it'll be 7:30 to 9 maybe.
Okay.
Hour and a half.
How do they get tickets for it?
They're free.
Oh.
You just come in and say, I'm here. And they say, go sit down.
That's really simple.
That's it. That's it. Our concerts at Fort Hays are free. And that doesn't mean they're cheap. They're good. We think our kids are really proficient. I've got a hardworking bunch of kids this year. The Fort Hays Singers are working on both this concert and then a tour coming up in November to Colorado that they'll be taking. So lots of music they're working on. Many of them were in the Drowsy Chaperone, so they were busy with that. Here's a piece fans will know, Moon Glow. It must have been Moon Glow.
So it's all tomorrow night, and it's at Beach Schmidt, 7:30. Just be there. Just walk in the door, and first come, first serve on the seats.
Yep, choirs, and then Dr. Jeff Jordan's band, and he's got some great pieces lined up for his wind ensemble to play for you, so it'll be an exciting concert.
Very good. So absolutely free tomorrow night at Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center. It's going to be a cool concert, shooting for the stars.
Yep.
Or shooting for the moon.
Stars, moon, universe, space, time.
Just shooting out into space.
Yep.
All right. So it'll be a cool adventure, actually.
We hope so.